Welcome to the AIDS Pandemic, hosted by Dr. David Wessner from the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I'm Dave Wessner. The numbers are staggering. Approximately 40 million people worldwide are infected with HIV. More than 13 million children under the age of 15 have been orphaned by AIDS. And an additional 15,000 people become infected every day. In light of these figures, it's easy to view the problem as intractable. How could one government, or one group, or one person possibly reverse the tide of this pandemic? Dr. Paul Farmer is showing one way. Dr. Farmer, subject of the Tracy Kidder book Mountains Beyond Mountains, founded Partners in Health with Thomas White and Todd McCormick in 1987. Their goal was straightforward: provide the residents of the Cannes area of Haiti with adequate medical care. The services of PIH quickly expanded beyond standard medical care. To help the impoverished residents, members of PIH realized that they had to treat not only the disease itself, but also the underlying causes of disease: poverty, lack of education, and inadequate basic services. So as they dispensed drugs, they also helped the residents improve their housing, build schools, and become active participants in the healthcare process. Through this community-based program, PIH made dramatic improvements in the health of residents in this area of Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Today, Partners in Health operates worldwide. From Haiti to Peru to Russia, PIH is providing health care to people with HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and other emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. In all these locations, their basic model remains the same: provide people with access to primary health care, provide education to the poor, and address basic social and economic needs. Despite the obvious success of Partners in Health, it still is easy to assume that a single person or small group cannot have an impact. That assumption is false. For World AIDS Day 2005, 13 students at Davidson College organized an HIV/AIDS fundraiser as part of a class project. The event raised more than $1,000. That amount of money will not solve the AIDS crisis, and the Partners in Health clinics in Haiti, Peru, and Russia alone will not rid the world of AIDS, malaria, or tuberculosis. But it's a start. The combined efforts of many independent groups, from Partners in Health to the students at Davidson to you and your friends, are needed to fight AIDS. The motto of the Nelson Mandela Foundation is, "Give 1 minute of your life to stop AIDS." We all can do something, and together, all of us can make a difference. Until next time, I'm Dave Wessner.